Well, good morning and welcome to the Old Testament reading. This week from the lectionary, it's in Joshua chapter 5, verses 9 through 15. You know, Joshua is an interesting book. The story is how the Israelites conquered the Promised Land and what they did and where they settled. The land of Canaan was made up of a variety of mixed people from different races, culture, living in independent city-states, if you would. And God had given them plenty of time to change their ways. But they only became more evil. A little bit like what was going on in the New Testament reading this week. And this message there that I talked about, the green-eyed monster, evil. They're evil in this world. And they continue to be evil. But God challenged them to change their ways, but they only became more evil. So God used the Israelites to conquer them and as judgment for their wickedness. We pick up the story in Joshua chapter 5, verses 9 through 15. Now this is when Israel was reestablishing covenant ceremonies. New Living Translation, chapter 5, verses 9 through the end of the chapter. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "Today I have rolled away the shame of your slavery in Egypt, so that the place had been called Gilgal to this day. While the Israelites were camped on Gilgal on the plains of Jericho, they celebrated Passover in the evening of the 14th day of the first month, the month that marked their exodus from Egypt. The very next day they began to eat unleavened bread and roasted grain harvested from the land. No manna appeared that day, and it was never seen again. So from that time on the Israelites ate from the crops of Cana. As Joshua approached the city of Jericho, he looked up and he saw a man facing him with a sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, 'Are you friend or foe?' 'Neither one,' he replied. 'I am the commander of the Lord's army.' At this, Joshua fell with his face to the ground in reverence. 'I am at your command,' Joshua said. 'What do you want your servant to do?' The commander of the Lord's army replied, 'Take off your sandals, for this is holy ground.' And Joshua did as he was told. May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Joshua chapter 5. Have a wonderful day.